Danny Lakey Late Show.
I don't want to alarm anyone out there, but study finds filthy ball pits filled with bacteria. Study has found they are the filthiest and deadliest of play areas. God, I don't like it when deadly and play area are in the same sentence, Shuey Louie, for our children.
It doesn't sound right. You're talking about like the big ones you'd find at your local McDonald's or Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
Lollipops Playland.
We don't have Lollipops Playland over here. The colourful ball pits. I mean, I seeked refuge in them as a child. I loved them. I was one of those children. It was quite hyper, but didn't mind like just having a little sulk and like a bit of time to myself as a 5-year-old. And that was where the ball pit came in handy. You could very much go into the corner of a ball pit and have a little rest for 10 minutes, and then get back to the chasey and the hide and seek.
I was a big unit when I was younger.
You were a chunky monkey. I've seen it.
And it was quite hard for me to get in and out. You know, like you'd sink a bit. And then getting out was a real struggle for me.
Yeah. Usually, most children, anyone who was under Shuey Louie's size as an 8-year-old would have floated to the surface. She sunk right back to the bottom. They had to clear out the pit once just to get her out of there. the new study with researchers examining 6 different ball pits across the US found more than 31 different kinds of bacteria lurking in the play areas at any one time. A bacteria that can cause a range of deadly diseases from pneumonia and sepsis to meningitis and bladder infection.
What?
Get this. And this is the third and final time that I'm going to play the dramatic stab, because this deserves a dramatic stab if I've ever read a sentence. One of the dirtiest ball pits studied had an average of 170,818 different bacteria per ball.
Per ball. I suppose you've got all these little young kids, you know, like their mouths would be getting on it, touching everything.
100%. Runny noses, hands, feet. It's a barefoot job. The ball pit.
Bums. You know, like their pants could fall down.
No doubt there's been a toddler who's let one through to the keeper.
Who's
simmering around in the deep end. No doubt. Right at the bottom.
Oh, I'd hate to see the bottom of a pit.
Look, this isn't the only dangerous piece of children's play equipment, unfortunately, on 131060. There's a whole range of children's playground war zones out there. I remember as a kid, I was on the monkey bars, too slippery on the last monkey bar. I must have only been 4 or 5 years old. I was across the road at my local playground, fell right on my back, winded myself. Some old man had to pick me up and carry me back to my house. I was crying. I was in hysterics.
It doesn't sound quite right, old man.
No, the pain had subsided. I was in hysterics. I was like, who is this old man and why is he carrying me back to the house? Of course, he was very nice and he took me to my parents and the safe refuge. It's all right. But bloody monkey bars as a 4-year-old, very scary stuff.
Very dangerous. I had an issue with the slides. You know how you got like your big kid slide and your little kid slide?
Yeah.
So I'd done my first time going up to the big kid slide,
right,
straight down. T-shirt had gone up at the back, just skin off.
Oh, the off spine my, one?
Yeah,
the spine skin?
Right under the spine, like a full
Yeah.
Oh, hurts thinking about it.
The whole of Australia just breathed a collective sigh there.
Know.
We've all had a little slide burn in our time on the back. 131060, playground injuries is what we'll kick off with.
What was your playground injury? Were the monkey bars slippery? Or did you injure your back going down a slide? We're talking playground injuries. Just call 131060, please. You could even maybe score yourself a prize.
My God, if we focused on this show as much as I focused on that opening theme tune.
It's the best opening you've ever done. I just got to give you a little round of applause for that.
Playgrounds are a dangerous, dirty place. What happened? Whether it be inside at the ball pit, outside at the local playground, the schoolyard perhaps, climbing a tree. A whole lot of dangerous obstacles out there for uncoordinated children. What happened to you?
The Danny Lakey Late Show. What was your playground injury? Were the monkey bars slippery? Or did you injure your back going down a slide? We're talking playground injuries. Just call 131060, please. You could even maybe score yourself a prize.
Ironically, one of the most dangerous zones is a children's play area. And it surprises me these days that there aren't more cautions in place at the children's play area.
Yeah, there should be rules or security guards.
It may be the toughest thing about having a child, learning to let go and just say, go on then, young Timmy. Go and climb on that suspicious climbing frame that's about 18 times your height. God.
Terrifying as a parent.
I get freaked out if an adult's climbing a tree or something. Like I feel for them. I've got their falling anxiety.
That must be the first feeling as a parent of like letting your kids do things. You know, like when you let your kid go to their first party, that's the first tier.
Yeah.
Letting their kid go on the giant climbing thing.
The first grasp on a monkey bar. God, they grow up so quickly, don't they?
They do.
Samuel, in Newcastle, you got a playground injury?
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Very blissful, thank you.
Good to hear.
My bowels are slightly rumbly.
Ooh.
My glycemic index is higher than usual. I crave a third pillow in my bedroom.
Okay, let's keep going.
Okay, he asked. All right.
Nasty, nasty. Those monkey bars can be pretty dangerous. Mm. So when I was in kindergarten, they were shaped in a bit of a car. I was simply standing on top of them because I thought I was a pretty cool kid.
Right.
And simply slipped straight through the top, hit my face on the way down. Got a chip in one of my front teeth, in which I had to get a filling for. Still have a twisted tooth to this day. Had to get stitches, but didn't get enough. Oh. And now I have a massive lump on my lip, which has never healed.
No.
And they say let kids be kids.
No,
and
don't.
No, no.
Keep them in a glass cage, please.
I reckon. God, the smash tooth still to this day.
Yeah, it doesn't work out.
We're getting a lot of monkey bar related injuries coming through thick and fast. Geordie, you had a bit of trouble at the trampoline park, the bounce house.
Yeah, so me and my sister thought we'd do a double bouncing game, and she took it a bit too far, double bounced me off, and I broke my wrist, my arm, my elbow, my shoulder, and cracked four ribs.
Pardon? Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, he just told you, Shuey.
Yeah, but like, surely you can't break that many bones from just landing on the ground.
Oh, trust me. My mum thought the same thing.
You got to remember that Geordie was about half the size of the height of the trampoline. We forget that it's all about ratios in the cracking egg trampoline.
Aerodynamics.
Mm.
Up in the air, back down.
He's fallen about five times his own height. And soft, brittle bones as a youngster as well. That's the thing. Real chalky, I reckon.
Not Geordie, enough calcium.
Yeah, were you a bit malnourished as a child, Geordie?
Oh, very. I must have been.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just raised on rusks and yogurt. Man can't be bouncing at a bounce house like that. Sam, you are a female. I know so because it says here. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Very good. You got a playground injury?
Yes. So when I was in, I think about year one, my primary school had this pyramid, wooden pyramid thing that you climb to the top of and slide down a metal pole, kind of like in a fire brigade situation. Anyway, my friend and I are playing on it. I've gone down first. She didn't leave enough time. She's landed on my leg and ended up breaking my ankle in three places.
No.
And I don't know why this surprises us. Like, some of the most sadistic people out there must be children's playground architects. Let's make this 10 times the height of anyone that's going to use this. Oh, it's so dangerous. Yes. So
that
dangerous.
Kind of means you're going to go after that. Not a bad idea.
I just remember there was someone who did the ACL playing hopscotch in the schoolyard. Yes. Yes.
What? Like an 8-year-old.
Yeah. They hopped when they were supposed to be scotching and all their weight transferred onto the other knee. Seriously. They took like 3 months off school.
No, they didn't.
They did.
They say that like you're lying. No, they didn't.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offence. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, all right, now be gone with your legal jargon.
Let's talk about sex with Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
Hello, Dr. Nikki Goldstein. Hello.
Hello, Danny Lakey.
Tip my hat to you.
Tit or tip?
Tip.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, tip. Little lower.
Yeah. I hear something else. My mind's in the gutter.
Do I hear a congested nose?
Oh, I've had a chesty cough for like 2.5 weeks.
You've been using Bisolvin chesty?
No.
Well,
is that
there
the stuff
go.
I rub? Use Vicks.
You can rub
Vicks. Vicks or Vicks?
Vicks.
She won't even be able to try and correct it, even if she tries. It's Vicks every day of the week with her.
All right, enough of the Kiwi accent.
Rub some Vicks chesty, drink some Bisolvin.
Okay, Dr. Danny.
Well, there's too many people sick around this place.
Where's your doctor? Can you get me like a Dr. Zach or something like that?
Dr. Zach
has
been intimate enough in my nether regions. There's not
enough
room for you and Dr. Zach.
Wouldn't mind being intimate in my regions.
Quite the rooster, isn't he?
Yeah.
Look, if you've got a question for the sexologist / relationship expert, Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the phones are open now on 131060. I've got a juicy question pretty soon.
Oh, does it involve books?
could incorporate Vicks into it.
Oh, no. Wherever you're putting that, Vicks is going to burn.
Yeah. Rebecca from Upswatch. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Blissful. Recommending a third pillow for my bed. Feeling a little bit gassy. Yeah. My glycemic index is higher than usual.
I'm like Dr. Nikki's thinking.
Yeah, I like the word
the Vicks. Is that what we think?
Just rubbing something on the chest.
Oh, yes. Rubbing. I love it how we've just gone to rubbing something, though. Okay, so now that our mind is all in the gutter tonight, do you have a relationship, sex, or dating question?
I do. It's in relation to a mate of mine. She's been engaged for about 5-6 months. She swears that her partner has bought the ring. I've tried talking to her about that. But I do know for a fact that he has cheated on her most recently. Oh. And before in the past, what do I do? I wouldn't have a clue.
This is one of those.
Do I support her or support him?
I mean, do you actually have the evidence that he has cheated, or is this a rumor?
Yes. No. I know.
Okay.
Not firsthand.
This is always that awkward situation because, you know, when you're the friend, you never know if they know or if they're not going to believe you and it's going to destroy your relationship. And do you want to be the one to end things together? My question would be, how close are you to the fiancé?
To the female?
To the guy that's cheated. So are you friends with the woman and the guy's cheated on her?
Yes.
Okay, so are you close to him at all that you feel like you could discuss?
I've known him for quite some time, yes.
Well, I would actually think that, and Danny's looking at me like he probably might disagree with me, I would actually probably have a conversation with him and call him up on it. Not in a attacking way, but being really open and honest with him and saying, I've been put in this really awkward position because obviously I now know this and, you know, my friend's about to marry you and I'm now in the situation of do I tell her or not, and I wanted to come to you first to discuss it with you. And maybe
and it's not going to come out in the end, do you think?
Well, they could. He could give you some hush money and then everyone wins.
Oh, Danny, no. Hush money.
No, seriously.
Not in the mafia.
No, he could. He could. Men have deep pockets in these situations.
Okay. Now, it's not about the hush money, but I would think that that's the place to start because, you know, infidelity is one of those really complex subjects and we just, you know, every situation is different. And I think it's probably best to be going to him first and have that conversation around, well, tell me what happened. Tell me what's going on for you guys. And if there is hope of patching this up, if there has been a slip up, but he really loves your friend and wants to make things better, then it might be about supporting him as to how he does that, not running to her and saying, hey, he's cheated, you need to get rid of him. I would start with him first.
Yeah, he'll shit his little Levi jeans,
by
the way.
He probably will.
Okay, so if he doesn't, I can call you back next week?
Yes, please do. Yeah. Because we'll have to go to plan B anyway.
Even if he does call us back
can
next
week. Can you put him on the phone? Know.
Keep us posted with all of that juicy
goodness. Call in next week. Call in and let us know. Right.
Call in. Right, put your phone on loudspeaker and then have the chat with him.
And if you get hush money, cut us in.
Yes. Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, if you've got a question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, 131060, give us a bell. We've also got a very exciting little project you and I are doing, Dr. Nikki.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. The following content is of an adult nature, and it may make some listeners blush, say, oh my God, or even cause offence. Feel free to turn the radio down in 3, 2, 1.
With Dr. Nikki Goldstein.
If you got a question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein, the sexologist / relationship expert, 131060, I've got a question.
Oh, shoot.
Usually I'm quite a randy fella. And I've been seeing this girl lately.
Always.
I've been saying, and the usual. Randy, no, the randiness is actually off the chain, right? The girl that I'm seeing at the moment, full rand, 11 out of 10 rand points. Plenty of South African rand. Paid in full. The intimacy, though, is lacking. Oh. You know what she doesn't like to do? And it's the first female I've ever met who doesn't like this. Doesn't want a spoon in the morning.
Oh.
Does not want a spoon in the morning.
In the morning.
She's either sleeping and doesn't want to be disturbed, or the second she's awake, she does not want to lay in the bed. She wants to seize the day. Carpe diem.
Does she spoon after sex?
Nope.
Not at all?
Nope.
Why doesn't she spoon after sex?
I don't know. Don't want to be spoon fed.
Oh, I love a good cuddle after six.
Me too. I thought everyone did.
But I think this needs to be a bit unpacked a bit further because I get the whole morning thing. Like, you're sleeping, don't touch me. Or like if you're a morning person, like I'm in a relationship with a morning person and they're up and they're clapping and you're like, oh my God, where's my coffee? Mm. So I get it. But after sex, the reason for not spooning is, you know, there's more to it. So I think you need to kind of be nice, Danny, and kind of explore this a little bit further as to why doesn't she like a spoon after
to
sex?
Be, well, to be honest, I'm not searching for the spoon after the sex. I just want the morning spoon.
Teddy bear.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
You're one of those pillows with the one arm that yeah. you spoon.
Now we're cooking with gas. I was thinking one of those big life-size mannequin backpacks that she could wear to bed, and then I can spoon the mannequin
a
in
sex
the morning
robot.
Instead.
That just a would be doll. Weird if
it could always work.
In.
A pillow. A dog. Get a puppy.
Melissa in New South Wales. Hello.
Hi.
You have the same problem? You also yearn about spooning a puppy?
I'm not a spooner, so...
See, not all women are spooners.
This is two spoons in the one show. Unprecedented on Australian radio. What's your question for Dr. Nikki Goldstein?
I've been with my partner for 14 years and we have a child together, but he refuses to live with me.
Oh, this is
what?
A good one.
What?
Okay, I need to ask more questions, all right? What is his reasoning for not living with you?
He's always done work away.
Okay, so like he spends a lot of time away from you?
Yes, but when he does have days off or weeks off, he doesn't come home either.
So how many nights a week would you spend together?
No, probably 3 a month.
3 a month?
Yep.
Okay, so how's the relationship then if you're in, like, if you're spending 3 nights a month? Like, are you being physically intimate? Are you together a lot? Like, is that a problem as well?
We're usually together for the three days a month he's here. We're really good friends, but it's all over phone.
Am I gonna have to say it? This reeks of a double life, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, well, he wants the sex, but I don't because there's no build-up to a relationship beforehand in my head. So if you don't do the beforehand, do you deserve the sex?
Yes, yeah, one must preheat the oven to feast on the turkey and stuffing.
Well, this is the thing, is that women need intimacy and women need more than just the physical, especially in a long-term relationship. Well, and I think... sorry.
Oh, chesty. Oh. Women also need a man who's going to be there for more than 3 nights a week.
I agree.
3 nights a month. And this is where you actually, I think, need to look at what you want. Is stop focusing on what he wants, because it sounds like for 14 years he's been the one, I suppose, dictating the terms. And you really need to think about, well, if I want more and I want somebody who's going to be there for the sex and the intimacy, then do I need to make myself a little bit clearer? And if this person can't provide that, and if you are great friends and get along, then maybe it is better to be co-parents and try and find somebody that is going to be there for you all the time if that's what you desire.
You got to get yourself another man, a side man, I'd say, at least. Start with that. Well,
three
nights on, 27 off is no FIFO relationship.
Any relationship. No. That's like,
well, listen, everybody has different types of relationships, right? And if there is work away, everybody is creative with how they construct their relationship. But you need to stick up for what it is that's important to you and what you need out of life as well, not just letting someone else dictate the terms.
Let me sink my teeth into some very exciting news in what is one of radio's most awkward segues.
Dr. Nikki Goldstein's and Danny Lakey's Mojo Restoration Bootcamp.
New concepts. We are teaming up the sexologist and the boy.
And the boy. Is that all you're going to... Can we at least call you the sexological assistant?
I was about to say the boy who
I'm
likes
down with that.
Sex.
No, yeah. I'm down with that.
The sexologist in training, Danny Lakey.
What we are searching for are ladies a little bit like Melissa, who yes. seem to have just lost a little bit of mojo along the way. Maybe the relationship is suffering.
Don't feel great about themselves. Don't feel sexy. Maybe don't feel like they've got that spark anymore.
Newly single. Scared to start dating again.
Could be in a relationship for many years and just feel like they're not, you know, sexy anymore. Not, you know, desirable to their partner.
Yeah. We want to help you. Danny Lakey and Dr. Nikki Goldstein's Mojo Restoration Bootcamp. Not for the faint-hearted. Think Biggest Loser meets SBS at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the question is, do you trust us? I mean, you might trust me, but there will be a tiny little bit of Danny Lakey flair
yes.
into this mix.
I will be pushing to see you nude.
No, I will protect you.
Yes, I will. We talked about this. Remember the pole dancing stuff?
Yeah, but that's not necessarily nudity.
It's not nude.
There'll be a life drawing lesson, won't there?
Shuey Louie and Dr. Nikki will protect any woman that wants to come on board from Danny Lakey. He will be there for entertainment and comedy purposes. And we will be helping you to get your mojo back by putting you through various activities and exercises.
Producer Jack, how can women get involved in Danny Lakey and Nikki Goldstein's Mojo Bootcamp? Are we registering on the Instagram?
Give us a call now on 131060 send us a direct message on Facebook at the Danny Lakey Late Show or on Instagram at the Danny Lakey Show Late Show Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm also going to sweeten the deal, right? Because I get that this can be a little bit daunting for some women to put their vulnerable side on radio. I'm going to throw in a $350 Dr. Nikki sex toy hamper with my favorite things. So once you've completed all your activities in your boot camp, I'll give you something to take home to really spice things up.
I may be included in that.
No, he won't. I'm not giving you Danny Lakey, I promise.
Call us off the air right now if you want more details on that. Producer Jack and Shuey Louie, they'll take your calls or hit us up on the socials as well. Thank you, Dr. Nikki. See you next
week. Thank you, Danny.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
People are eating food for the Shell On Challenge. Yeah, the Shell On Challenge or the Skin On Challenge, either or. It basically involves people eating fruits, vegetables, nuts, etc. with their skin and shell on the outside. They've left the exterior on.
Like an orange.
Jesus, I didn't want to say it, but yeah, exactly. An orange with the skin on?
No.
Madness. Yeah. I mean,
No,
it doesn't surprise me, to be honest, because we've seen this sort of stupidity with the fire challenge where kids would set fire to themselves and then jump in the pool. We saw the Tide Pod challenge where people ate laundry detergent. This is right
the
up there.
The ice bucket?
The ice bucket. Well, that was a good one. Wasn't it a ridiculous challenge?
Okay. Might be ridiculous. People don't like the cold like me, Denny.
Okay. We wouldn't catch you doing the ice bucket challenge.
No.
Not even for a good cause. How interesting.
Okay, yeah, of course for charity. I'd get cold for charity. I'd do anything for charity.
This, it just reaches new heights, to be honest. The ludicrousness of eating an orange with the skin on. It absolutely sickens me. Just hear the news anchor explaining the terrible vitriol that's going on online with the millennials.
It's called the Shell On Challenge, and it involves taking a bite out of an unpeeled banana or lemon.
Whoa.
That's crazy, man.
This is quite crazy. Now, I've got a penchant. I've got a bee in my bonnet for skin-on sort of fruit and vegetables. I'm not a fan of it. In fact, they call me pulp-eating Peter. If anything, I go the other way. I'm peeling edible skins off of things.
Or like a nectarine.
Don't like the skin.
What?
Peach? Too furry and fuzzy.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm going
the
other way.
That's weird.
You wouldn't catch me doing a skin on challenge.
Do you know what I do?
Huh?
I eat the kiwi fruit skin.
Oh!
It's divine. It's
too
so
furry.
Nah, it's so sour.
Too furry and bitter. Great. Yeah, no, this is not on.
Well, it is.
I'm sickened by this. Producer Jack wouldn't be doing such hijinks out there. You wouldn't be eating things with the skin on that you're not supposed to, are you?
Oh, I do
keep
love
it PG,
it.
Please, Producer Jack.
Hey.
I do love a chicken skin.
Yeah, I think everyone loves a chicken skin.
The 11 skin. Herbs and spices.
Yeah, we're talking about non-edible skin, like a kiwi or a banana. You wouldn't need a banana skin, would you? You wouldn't need a coconut shell. This kind
of stuff. I reckon I'd eat a coconut shell.
No, eat the inside meat, the flesh. Stick to your flesh, Shuey Louie.
You got to try kiwi fruit skin.
I've licked a kiwi fruit skin before and it's not good.
Oh, you've got to bite into it. Oh, it's sweet and sour.
Nah, my mum did the same thing. Bananas with the skin on. Oranges and lemons with the skin on. Shuey Louie with the kiwi skin on.
I do actually love the pumpkin skin.
Oh, same. Love it. Absolutely.
Are you allowed
love
to eat that?
A roasted pumpkin
Are you allowed
skin.
To eat that?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to, but a lot of people do.
I remember at the cricket, I saw a boy, this went viral actually, a boy eating a whole watermelon. The flesh the skin. Why are you doing it?
You're
filling up on the bad part, guys. Stick to your flesh. 131060. Surely there can't be too many ludicrous listeners out there just eating skin on things they're not supposed to.
That's not how it is done. What food skin do you leave on? That's not how it is done. What food skin do you leave on?
I mean, for the first time ever, I hope we don't get any calls, to be honest. I hope it's a dry show in the next couple of minutes.
Come on, kiwi fruit skin eaters.
Yeah, you would. Hang out over there with your kiwi fruit, your fairy skin, licking a kiwi fruit for the brown, neglecting the soft green mush inside. Act of a madman is what that is. Banana skins,
No, that's too far for me.
Even an unripened banana, you get that rubbery feel.
So
your mouth.
Rubbery, it gets stuck up under your teeth and on top of your mouth.
It's such a weird chemical reaction. Can't see why you do that, challenge
too much
or
potassium.
Not. Yeah, are you going against the grain? Eating the skin off fruits and vegetables or shells? You need a pistachio shell. You're a crazy person who needs to be checked.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
That's not how it is done. What food skin do you leave on? That's not how it is done. What food skin do you leave on?
What food skin or food shells are you leaving on? It's not how you should be living your life, I'll tell you that much. Skin is there as a protective encasing.
No, but
the gorgeous
kiwi fruit
inside. Yes, it is. Of course, that's exactly what it is. The fruit has evolved over millions of years with that skin to get to this point because it then protects from all the bugs inside trying to get to the sweet, juicy goodness.
Nope.
The skin, what you're eating, what you're eating is the bug repellent of the fruit world. Goodness gracious me, kiwi skin. Furry. See, you're getting sick because you're eating kiwi skin over there. Oh, furry nonsense. Jesse, hey man, you're in Melbourne. What skin are you eating?
As well as kiwi fruit skin, the mango skin.
You make me sick.
I'm even going to say you make me sick as well with that. The mango skin is so, like, rough and weird texture and a soury taste.
This is much smoother than kiwi skin.
No.
You've got no bearings. Your tongue doesn't even know what it wants anymore, Shuey Louie. Mango skin. Is there any taste to it? Because, of course, the sweet, nutritious mango surprise inside is great.
It depends how you have it. If you have it, like, dried mango, it's like crispy, but if you have it just normal, it's kind of just soft and no real taste to it.
Oh, if you're talking about a dried fruit, anyone would eat a dried fruit.
No, but as well as the fresh one.
Yeah, the fresh one's ridiculous. You just said you can't even taste it in the fresh one. So there's not even a positive to be had. It's just pure laziness is what I'm finding out with these skin eaters. Jules in Victoria. You're delging outside the fruit and vegetable world. Going somewhere else with this.
So we make shrimp, baby shrimp, or tiny little small shrimp. We dunk it in salt, let it rest, dry it out, and then just eat it like that.
Ugh.
With the shells still on.
Yeah, it becomes crunchy and salty.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, big fat no from me.
There's enough crunch in the world already. We don't need to overcrunch. People are underestimating the beautiful pleasure of a nice shrimpy softness.
Mm.
A nice...
No, but it's the salty, you can have it like, you know, if you're having a beer or if you're having tequila.
I'm aware of the delicate balance between a salty snack with a sort of savoury sweet drink. I understand that. You can have some kettle chips. Just have the prawns on the side. Barbecue them on a Sunday, Jules. All hell's broken loose. Daniella. In Brisbane, I can't believe how many phone calls we're getting through. Your mum eats a skin or shell.
She eats eggshells.
What?
I'm the egg man, and this disgusts me.
Ooh, explain that now.
Does she cook them?
She'll cook the egg. She will eat the egg, but she'll take the eggshell and crush it up and eat it because apparently it's very good calcium.
Oh, no. I was afraid you dropped the C word in there. It was just for the extra bit of calcium. So she's boiling the egg, peels it, mashes it up, treats it like a bit of salt and pepper on top.
Yeah, delicious.
Not delicious.
Oh, my goodness. Would she have the boiled egg and just, like, bite into it?
Yeah, I think she still... Yeah, she eats eggs on her own. I think she eats raw eggs sometimes.
No, don't do that. Actually, this is a true story. There was someone who got a perforated bowel from eating a bit of eggshell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell her not to.
Seriously, it'll put her off.
Like, cut the inside.
Yeah, it cuts your inside. You can't piss properly. All sorts. Seriously, it changed my life. Ever since I felt that, I cook an omelette with tweezers now. Making sure I fish every bit out. Tell your mum that.
I'll let her know, thanks.
For the good of her smooth, pinkish-red bowel.
Uh-oh.
To a consistent movement. Cheers.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is real scary news. This is real sad news for teenage boys across the UK. And I shed a tear for these lads. And women, to be honest. Real big, hard-hitting article and headline here. Internet porn to require ID check under new UK laws. Can you imagine? Now, getting onto Pornhub is now like trying to get into a nightclub.
Yeah, that's good. They shouldn't be innocent eyes be looking at that kind of stuff.
Innocent eyes, I can understand, Shuey Louie. You don't want a little 6 or 7 year old stumbling across something that they don't need to see just yet. But a 16, 17 year old boy or lady?
Yeah, they come should on. Just be sticking to the basics for now.
Sticking to the basics? Mm-hmm. What, rom-coms? PG rated rom-coms?
Yep.
I don't like this one bit. Porn fans will soon have to pass an age identification check to view their favourite adult content online. Brits will have to hand over ID to access adult websites from July 15. The government has confirmed, dubbed the porn ban, the new law will force 18-plus websites to demand age identification from Brits trying to log on. God, imagine if you didn't even have ID. Imagine if you were an immigrant in the country, you were living there illegally, you didn't have any form of ID, you just want to relax and unwind at the end of a busy day. Can't do it.
Go buy a DVD or a VCR.
No, there's no way. This was one of
if
the
you're
internet's
desperate,
great
you'll
treats.
Do it.
So I'm saying 16, 17-year-old blokes need access to this. There will be a follow-on effect, a real bit of frustration, and I don't know what the future holds, to be honest.
Well, you know, I've actually just been in the recording booth with the geezer.
What?
I made a song, me and a 17-year-old.
What? You and a 17-year-old kid?
Yeah, we made a song.
Usually songs are my shtick. That's interesting.
No, we made a banger.
Yeah, we gotta check your ID before your porn downloads. Gotta check that you're 18 years old. We gotta check your ID before your porn downloads. Gotta check that you're 18 years old.
My freedom is under attack. Just want my Pornhub back. Just wanna have a fap to a porn star's rack. Why must you enforce? I can't watch sexual intercourse. I'm not very happy, Pornhub was my major source now. Can't believe I can't watch nothing. Safe to say I'm busting. Can't believe I can't watch nothing. Safe to say I'm busting. Now blue balls is a factor, I've been getting madder. Might explode maybe, like a firecracker. Just give me a movie, I'm not very choosy. Just wanna see some boobies and a big old booty. Can't believe I can't watch nothing. Safe to say I'm busting. Can't believe I can't watch nothing. Safe to say I'm busting.
Yeah, we gotta check your ID before your porn downloads. Gotta check that you're 18 years old. We gotta check your ID before your porn downloads.
I'm gonna break down, this has gone too far. I've been getting sexually frustrated with the space bar. This has gone on long enough, I'd like to know where are all the websites that are showing all my favorite porn stars. Can't stop a teenage boy, it's just fact. My older brother's got a laptop, now I use that. All this effort just to get my porn to download. This is crap, I'm 17 years
old. Yeah, we gotta check your ID before your porn downloads. Gotta check that you're 18 years old.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This next story, I love the story. The thing is, it's an article from somewhere in some town with so many names and words that I can't pronounce that it's not worth getting bogged down in the nitty-gritty. So I'm just going to tear the article up and go on with business without it. Somewhere in a place far, far away, they're having an election at the moment, and they've got electronic voting machines. It's a place like India, something along those lines. And they've got electronic voting machines, and they noticed that everyone who was going in there to vote and press the button, two buttons essentially, probably the Liberal Party and the Labor Party, or whatever it is in India or wherever this place is, and they noticed that it was an absolute landslide to one of the candidates. And it's not really one of those parties where it's ruled for ages and you've sort of got to vote for them, otherwise you get beheaded or anything like that. And they're just like, what's going on here? This is off the scale. What a landslide victory going on for this leader of the so-and-so party. And what they realised was that there was a gang outside the voting booth stopping everyone who was coming in and saying, hey, you got to vote for this person, otherwise we're going to, you know what? And they said, well, what do you mean? How are you going to know who I voted for? And what they did, they got into the electronic voting machine and they sprayed heaps and heaps of perfume on one of the buttons. And when they said, what are you going to do? How are you going to find out who we voted for? They're going to say, well, when you come out, we're going to sniff your fingers. And if your fingers don't smell of the perfume, we'll know that you haven't pressed that button. And therefore, we know you were voted for the other person. And that's how we'll, you know what. I said, oh, shit. All right. They mean business. They went in there. One by one, people are pressing this button. People are pressing the button real hard, making sure that their fingers smell of perfume. They're coming out the other end. The gang's there, sniffing everyone's fingers, getting them to line up. Yep, you're right. Yep, good on you. Thanks for your vote. Take this one out the back, please. What a genius idea. I mean, disgusting, but genius at the same time. These are my kind of people, Producer Jack. The great finger sniffers of this world. People with curious noses who are willing to sniff the fine prints of people's fingers and nails. I've always been a finger sniffer, and I've said it on the show before. And you look at me like I'm some sort of freak.
Wow, it's just disgusting. Like, there's no need to sniff your fingers.
They're my
at
fingers.
Any point.
They're my fingers.
Yeah, so you should always know what's on them. So you should never have to sniff them to find that out.
You don't understand. I'm not sniffing them to confirm what sort of substances I've been playing around in. I do know very well the substances that I'm playing around in. There's something about, and there will be people out there, whether they can remain anonymous. There are people who love to sniff their own fingers. And that's what we're after on 131060.
So if you stand with me, call the show 131060. If you smell your fingers frequently, my finger smelling appreciation society.
I'm not kidding, and I'm not just trying to make a headline here. I catch myself smelling my fingers about 40 times a day. I don't even think about it. It's almost like a habit. In fact, that's what we'll go with. Do you have a habit of sniffing your fingers on 131060?
I don't get it. So what? Give me some examples of when you would do it.
If I was preparing raw meat, if I've got my hands and I'm mashing it and I'm making meatballs from mincemeat, there are little particles of mincemeat in my fingernails and it hangs around for ages. So a curious nose, of course, will go after the old mincemeat smell. It sounds silly. It's not just mincemeat and raw materials. Remember a couple of weeks ago when me and Shuri Louie dressed up as the human Easter eggs and we had to rub chocolate sauce all over ourselves? There were little microscopic bits of chocolate in my nails for days on end. And it provided days of entertainment. Mmm.
So, yeah.
Chocolatey fingernails.
That's disgusting.
And it's not your standard chocolate smell. Once it mixes with fingernail, it's people will know what I'm talking about. Look, we're already getting a couple of calls through. People are loving a good old sniff of the fingers. It's not as stigmatised as it once was, Producer Jack. I've said before, I'll pick my toenails with my fingernails, and I'll smell my fingernails just afterwards to get a different version of the smell. And it's not just a gross thing either. If I was to use hand soap, I'd sniff my fingers. My point is that whatever's hanging around on the fingers and the fingerprints and in the nails, my nose is now getting involved in. 131060, would you like to be part of my finger-sniffing society?
The Danny Lakey Late Show. So if you stand with me, call the show 131060. If you smell your fingers frequently, my finger-smelling appreciation society.
This is something that's been shamed for far too long. Ooh, look at him sniffing his fingers over there like a creep. No, not anymore. You need to open up your mind with the subtle nuances, hints and aromas encased in fingernails around the country. I mean, just keep it to your own fingers, by the way. I'm not suggesting complete anarchy and going around sniffing anyone's fingers that you deem fit. No. Just keep it. You've got 10 yourself. Work them out there. Share the load between them all. I prefer the thumbs on days that end in Y. Producer Jackie is obviously not an open-minded person, but he is wincing at the amount of people calling through who want to be part of the secret finger-smelling society. Dan, on the Central Coast, you want to be part of the society?
Oh, of course I would be, but I rang up to have a chat with Sergeant Sellotape too.
Whoa! Sergeant Sellotape Shoes at your service. Number. No, you've called the exact right number. Sergeant Sellotape Shoes at your service. Greetings to Danny Lakey Goody Sack for you. Of course,
awesome.
Let's keep it secret as to how you have gained the top secret Danny Lakey Goody Sack.
Ooh, I will.
Not too many secrets on this show. Not too many times we don't let the listeners in on what's going on. But all I'll say is you should have been listening at 8 o'clock tonight for the code name. Well done, Dan. Jory in Brisbane. You want to be part of the Secret Smelling Fingers Society?
Mate, I'm not sure if I want to be a part of it, but I've definitely been dragged into it.
Okay. You hang around in tight circles? Girlfriend, maybe?
Oh, yeah, mate, yeah. Nah, just my best mate. He, it was really strange. I actually didn't pick up on it straight away. And then, I noticed that he does it. And now I notice every time he does it.
Great. So, did he come clean himself that he is a finger sniffer? Or did you spy him? And now you can't.
No, I spied him. I spotted it. And I was like, did he just sniff his finger after rubbing his head? And then now I just noticed that it's just everything. Like, if he sticks his hand in a bag of chips, pulls them out, he eats it, he sniffs his fingers.
Yeah.
Like, just anything. If he has a scratch, he sniffs his fingers. Like, it's just every time, everything.
Yeah, yeah. Curious nostrils is what it is. Every time the hand touches a new surface, the nose just has to figure out what's going on.
Yep, he's got to sniff it.
We may have been dogs in our previous lives, me and your mate, because our nose knows no bounds. And does he know that you know he's a finger sniffer?
Yes, he does.
He does, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, by the way.
No.
I should hope that he's not too embarrassed around his nearest and dearest, that you support him through this process.
No, I do terrorise him a bit, or I let out a bit of a verbal sniff every time he does it. But, he's accepted it, and I've accepted his. So.
Thank you, Jory. You're a good friend. Daniel in Wagga. Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. You sound like you've been sniffing a finger or two.
Yeah, not wrong.
What's on the menu tonight? What's on the fingers right now?
Itchy balls. Got to smell the finger.
God. May I say that it's not just the unhygienic parts of life that the fingers need to be sniffed with, right? I'll go into a bag of chips. I'm sniffing. I like the cheese and onion. Yes, maybe then I'll go back to the tainted sack. But then I'm back to mincemeat, chocolate sauce, toothpaste and hand sanitizers. Whatever my fingers can get his little fingers on.
Daniel was our best caller.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, look, it's not often that we bust out the smooth, sexy sax on the show. Smooth, sexy sax is in order for this segment because smooth, sexy times are upon us.
Would you play the sax in the bedroom?
God, I would love to play a little bit of the saxophone. You know, I walked past a second-hand shop the other day, saw a saxophone for $299.
I nearly brought it just for this exact reason.
Yeah, thought about, could I learn it within 2 days and play my own opener?
You in the corner, single bed in the corner, playing the sax.
How good would that be? You just got hired to play saxophone in other couples' bedroom activities. Hashtag life goals. Tonight's single lady who is looking for love on Radio Tinder goes by the name of Trin. Hello, Trin.
Hi.
The prime Trinister. The intrinsic. Trinidad and Tobago.
None of them original. None of them original.
Don't. There's no way you've heard Trinidad and Tobago in your circles before.
I have heard that before.
Really? I've got to up my pun game.
You do.
How long have you been single for, Trin?
Oh, coming up 3 years.
Is this a New Zealand accent that I'm sensing?
Yeah, that's a Kiwi. G'day.
Yeah,
Kiora.
Wow. Very recently voted the most sexy accent in the world. So no doubt.
Yeah, so how am I still single?
I know.
Well, you're about to not be. We're going to find you a bloke.
25, you work in digital, brunette, average height, brown eyes, tan skin. It's all looking good so far. That's a code that I'd like to crack. Reading, running, partying. Oh, is there anything this girl doesn't do?
She's a total package.
God, you burn the candle at both ends, do you?
Yeah, you guys are really selling me. I love it. Keep going.
That's what we're here to do.
Well, these are the words that you've, I assume, dished off to producer Jack, unless he's writing his own erotic fiction down there. Kiwi, of course. You did run a half marathon. That's one of your greatest achievements. That's cool.
Yeah. Pretty proud of that one.
Did you also, because I ran a half marathon once, I was very worried that I would run out of puff cardiovascular-wise, but it seemed that my muscles were the first things to shut down. Recently, my femurs and my thighs. Was that same as you?
No, I was fine.
Clearly not as strong as Trin.
Brown eyes and strong thighs, apparently. Trinidad and Tobago. All right, what are you looking for in a guy?
Tall. Well, taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
That's like what every girl says to me.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like someone who has ambition, you know, like wouldn't want a man in a suit.
Bit freaky in the sheets.
Yeah, girl.
Now, when you say freaky, are you talking confident or legit like a sick puppy in the sheets?
Sick. Between confident and sick puppy. Like, I don't want them to, like, be putting fingers in weird places, but, you know, it's a little fun.
Okay. Look.
That counts you out, Lakey.
Damn.
131060. If you're a man in a suit, or you very much have access to David Jones and could go purchase a suit for Trinidad and Tobago's sick fantasies, then give us a call on 131060 right now. 25 years old, brunette, average height, sexy accent, brown eyes, tan skin, reading, running, partying. Wants you to call right now. We'll get three guys on the line next, Trin.
I'm excited.
Don your finest frock, milady, and figure out three creative questions as well. Just trying to really get to know these guys, get right into the guts of it. You like the sound of Trin? Want to be involved in Radio Tinder? We'll get the guys on next. Give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment, the Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Oh, my God, I've got a good feeling in my ovaries tonight that there's going to be some love on the cards. The phone lines lit up.
They were blowing up.
At the sound of Kiwi, 25-year-old, digital working, brunette, average height, brown-eyed, tan skin, reading, running, partying extraordinaire, Trent. Who makes you work hard for your puns, isn't that right? Ex-SBS newsreader Lee Lin Trin.
Have you been thinking of that in the break?
The religious doctrine. Grandma's antique relics and trinkets. Not by the hairs of my trinny, trin, trin.
Please stop.
There is no way you've heard those. That's all. Should we get into the guys?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Let's sooner I can stop talking to you freak, the better. Get me onto these men. Give me what I was promised. Man number one is Andy. He's 33. He's a landscape gardener. He's 6 foot. He's a bodybuilder. He's gymming 6 days a week. Loves fishing and camping. Black hair, blue eyes. 5 o'clock shadow. Stop. Hello, Andy.
Ooh. How you going?
Jesus. You are alpha as all hell.
No, not really.
Ah, that's what an alpha would say. You alpha. All right, what's your question to Andy, Trin?
Hi, Andy. Are you a tits or ass guy?
Oh, hi. I'm actually more of a stomach guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Describe your perfect stomach, Andy.
Flat. A little bit of six-pack helps.
Okay, is that it?
He's just looking for a six-pack. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, even the lady with the finest of bosoms and butt couldn't tempt Andy if there's a lady across the street with a little bit of a tense ab. Rumour has it that Andy's porn is just the Ab King Pro commercials.
Yes.
Thanks, Andy. Let's meet man number two. Oh, Trin, by the way, do you have a good stomach? Do you rate your stomach?
No, I don't rate my stomach.
Oh, no.
Andy.
Oh, no.
Rocky answer.
You said
policy's the best policy.
Yeah, no, this is true. We don't want to get an awkward little soiree back to the bedroom and then all of a sudden Trin unloads her guts everywhere and Andy walks out. Let's meet man number two, Yusuf. He's 23. He's tall. He's got brown hair. He's got blue eyes. He gyms daily as well. He enjoys surfing, enjoys work, and he's a sparky. Maybe there'll be a spark with man number two. Hello, Yusuf.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you. What would you prefer, a stomach, a buttock, or a boob?
Ooh, tough, very tough, but I'll have to go with the buttock.
The buttock. Yeah.
Nice answer, you.
I'd prefer a buttock over a stomach. But a stomach over a boob. But a boob over a butt.
Okay, it's not about you.
It's like a rock, paper, scissors, but
you.
In body parts.
It's about Yusuf and Trin.
Sorry, Trin. What's your question to Yusuf?
Hi. How many dating apps do you have on your phone?
I've only got the one, Tinder.
Mm.
I feel like you can't go past Tinder. If you get anything else, you're
a bit desperate.
Interesting.
Good answer, you sir.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, as a man who is paying through the nose for elite singles, plenty of fish, Bumble Gold, and Cougar Life, I take a little bit of offence. What apps do you have, Trin?
I've got Hinge.
Hinge?
What's Hinge?
Yeah, I've heard about this one. This is like people who are like in your area, directly in your area, have like passed you in the street, right?
Oh, I don't think it's like that. I think it's just like it's just a fun new type of Bumble and Tinder.
Okay, all right. So we've got Trin on Hinge, we've got Yusuf on Tinder. There's no way they're going to match in that world, but they have come together tonight on Radio Tinder. Thank you, Yusuf. Let's meet man number three. Third and final, 26-year-old detailer at a car company. Loves bushwalks, romantic guy, 6 foot, Caucasian, tanned and brown. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Young.
Yeah, good. We can hear Trin. She's either in the middle of a half marathon or just starting to pant very heavily down the line. What is your question to Ben, Trin?
My question is, do you like it clean shaven or with a little bit of hair?
Ooh. Well, to be honest with you, I prefer a little bit of hair. It's more fun. The more going in the woods.
Yeah.
The more hunter.
The more pubes stuck in your teeth, the better. No, hashtag.
You just made that awkward for everyone.
No. Hashtag your pubes, your choice. Hashtag your pubes, your choice.
Let them have a chance.
Sorry. Okay, good. Now, Trin, without being too over the top, does Ben sound like a match to you? Wink, wink, pube, pube.
He does sound like a match.
Good.
Are we on here?
All right. It's now time for you to figure out your decision, Trin. We had Andy, the alpha male, who's into a stomach, a flat stomach with some abs protruding. He'll pay little attention to your bum and your boobies. We've got Yusuf, the sparky. What question did you ask Yusuf?
He just loves Tinder.
Oh, that's right. He loves Tinder. You're on Hinge. And then we've got Ben, the man who prefers a little bit of hair down there. Turns out you've got a little bit of hair down there. Could be a match.
You don't need to broadcast it to Australia.
Some people can't read between the lines. I mean, not everyone's as up there with the times.
Keep things to the imagination, Mikey.
Okay. Who's it going to be, Trin? Andy, Yusuf, or President Bush?
I think I'm going to have to go with Ben.
Yes, great choice.
Ben, do you take the brown-eyed, tan-skinned, brunette, average height, slightly hairy Trin to be your lawfully wedded girlfriend?
I do.
Whoa!
We're on.
Jesus!
Get them a bedroom now.
I've never seen anything like it. Time for you guys to acquaint yourselves. A little candlelit dinner.
Oh, you guys paying for that?
Yeah, I think you guys have got a long and healthy future together. Love is in the hair.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Fond memories as a child when you're still learning to coordinate your penis and make sure that
where are you going with this?
No. That's the thing. Growing up as a small young lad, Shoey Louie, it took a long time to train yourself to be able to aim the full bladder into the bowl.
Oh.
Occasionally things would go askew.
Oh, yeah,
to the left anyway. So just trying to compensate for the angle was tough enough as a youngster.
It's even worse for some of us who have that little bit of skin still there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's still hard for you, Jack.
Yep.
Yeah. I've been into those public toilets after he's just let loose on the urinal. Almost slipped over and cracked my head.
I hope you grab some toilet paper and wipe it up. No? All right, you grubs.
Look, I've mastered the art now, but there was always some sort of friend growing up who had a mother who would take their toilet cleanliness very seriously and never hesitate to remind you in sign form to make sure that aim was key. Remember the phrase and the sign in a little toilet saying, if you sprinkle whilst you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD.
That was one of the most iconic phrases. If you ever walked into a toilet, you knew it was like such a safe zone.
Yeah, yes, you did. You knew you were in safe hands. You knew it was an understanding mother. I mean, she'd encourage you and she definitely try enforce excellence, but she didn't demand excellence.
I've never seen that sign.
It must have been an Aussie thing.
Yeah, definitely not happening in.
And to be honest, it probably doesn't apply as much to you anyway. I'd imagine there were a young lady.
That I wasn't missing.
Oh, God,
the,
imagine that. Like a fire hose with no owner.
Oh, okay. Wow.
No, you'd imagine there'd be young ladies going to the toilet, reading this message, going, what's going on here? What do you mean? How bad can you be? I don't know if there's a more iconic toilet slogan. And going around the office today, I was telling people, hey, do you remember? If you sprinkle Wazzy Tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the suit. Oh, yes, I forgot all about that, of course. You don't see it as much these days, I feel. Well, it's been years since I've walked into a toilet with that message.
I do remember that there was also one which was quite common, especially for men.
Okay.
Because you'd see it and it would say, stand closer. It's smaller than you think.
Ah, that's the grown-up version. That's the lads. Once you've got your P license, and all of a sudden that's speaking to the older generation. No, seriously, it takes a while to master it, Shirley Louie. It does. It takes years to become a P master.
Go to the P police.
Look, 13, 10, 60. I mean, out of these two, as a youngster, if you sprinkle Wussy Tingle Beer, sweetie, and wipe the CD. And as an older gentleman, get closer. It's not as big as you think. Or it's too, whatever producer Jack said. Are there other toilet slogans out there that are worth a little bit of a chin wag tonight?
The phones are open for toilet slogans. The phones are open for toilet slogans.
Because I think it's safe to say that there was a little bit of beer, sweaty and wipe the CD in all of us. In our childhood, we've come across that in one way or another. Any Australian toilet knows that. But are there others that are out there? Have we just missed? Is there a little part of my brain that just can't remember the rest of the toilet slogans that we grew up with? Maybe they're on a pub. Maybe they're speaking to our older generation. Maybe there's a new wave of slogans coming through. If you know one, 131060. Calls on the air now.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The phones are open for toilet slogans. The phones are open for toilet slogans.
Yeah, after a lot of fun had in the office today, reminiscing over the comforting, very accurate words in a lot of childhood Aussie toilets. If you sprinkle whilst you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the CD. It was one of the greats. And I like that even though sweetie and CT doesn't quite rhyme at the end, it's not going to get full 10 out of 10 marks. Getting half a mark off at the end for going CT, which
they
isn't
try.
Really a real word.
They
I
try.
Think the rest of the rhyme, though, they'll say, you know what, it's so good. I think people will just ignore the CT bit on
it. Just going to go with it.
Chantel, in Newcastle, iconic toilet slogan?
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Yeah, so
a classic.
True. How did it not enter my mind? And you're right, this is exactly what happened to me when I was doing the sweetie CT today. People knew they had it in the back of their subconscious, but they forgot about it because not enough people are spurting it out.
That one was
yellow
on
and
my
mellow, brown down as well.
On my nana's in like a crochet, you know how they have like that knit kind of thing?
Yeah, nice.
Right up there Sally's.
You know you're at nana's when you can smell the scones in the oven and the crochet urination station messages. Lot coming through on the Instagram as well with the if it's yellow, let it mellow. A lot of people ringing up with the yellow mellow as well, brown flush it down. What I liked about that as well is because if you go to a friend's house and you slept over, you didn't know what their flush policy was overnight. So you'll do one at like 2 in the morning and you're like, okay, do they want me to flush now, wake up the whole house, or do they want me to let this mellow?
Yeah, because you don't know how loud the flush is going to be either. Nope. Different toilets.
When you had the message there, those were the houses I liked sleeping over at. You knew you could just let it stay there all night. Kim, in Frankston.
Hi there. My grandmother used to have a sign in the bathroom saying, shit's about to go down.
This is a classic message in all Frankston toilets.
Every toilet has one, and if you don't.
Shit's about to go down. I love that it's a nana holding this up as well. Different grandma.
Yeah, that's quite badass. Bad dog.
Yeah, that's very far away from Shuey Louie's nana's crochet messages of if it's brown, flush it down. Shit's about to go down is great as well. Nick in Melbourne. Hello.
Hello. My slogan is, if you can't shoot and aim, sit down and play a safe game.
Great.
The one from work.
It's saying don't go out of your boundaries. Know your limits in the toilet.
That's for you with your pee. You're trying to get your pee license.
Nah, yeah, before your pee, pre-pee license, Shuey Louie. Now I'm not on my pee plates anymore. I'm a fully fledged open piss license. But yeah, that's great. I really like that one. Thanks, Nick. We got one coming through on Instagram. Piddle in the middle and your feet stay dry. Simple and effective, to be honest. You know those people who own the mats that go around the bottom of the toilet porcelain? Yeah. You need to wash those more often. There's way more piss on that than you think. I always got so relieved when I went to someone's house with the toilet mat because I'm like, you know what? I've got a free shot here. It's going to soak up any shrapnel that I need.
Oh, I hope they throw them out.
Jamie in Geelong, wrap this up on 131060. What's the toilet slogan?
Sprinkles are for cupcakes, not toilet seats.
Great.
Love it.
Hardline message, but fun and applicable to children. They're going to read that and they're going to remember it.
Hilarious fun.
Always. Yeah.
Toilet seats. I like it that they haven't focused on the floor, though. Even if I didn't get it on the floor, but I pissed all over the toilet seat, I'm chalking that up as a win.
No, that is not a win. That makes it way worse for everyone else, especially us women who have to come in after you.
No, you don't understand the psyche of an eight-year-old boy. As long as it hasn't got between the grout and the tiling, that is a win on all fronts.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I'm up and about tonight. I'm very, very happy about this news that's come through. Maybe the first ever soft drink-related news that I've really had a look at, and it's pricked my spirits. And when they bring out like a new Coke flavour, usually like, oh, Coke, Diet Coke with lime, or no, ginger Coke, cherry cola.
Well.
I just think, God, what's this doing? What message are we sending our children? The obesity epidemic. I definitely don't think that far into it, to be honest. But I just think, God, I'm not a guy who drinks Coca-Cola and lemonade and that kind of thing. I'm much more of a classy fella when it comes to my soft drinks, you see.
Oh, I get around a nice glass of Coca-Cola.
No, not at all. I'm not having it for a second.
Sprite's good for a hangover.
These are the mainstream Coca-Cola spin-offs.
Fanta?
No. Very G-rated, very mainstream soft drink, Shuey Louie. Definitely not on a classy level like myself. Coca-Cola is now launching a posh Coke.
Hey, don't mind that.
It's cool.
Finally, a posh Coke for a posh man.
What makes you so posh?
Mate, when it comes to soft drinks, I'm as posh as they come. They call me Big Fizzy Lizzy. Me and all my posh soft drink friends.
No one calls you that.
No, trust me. You haven't been invited to one of my my super secret soft drink classy clubs before.
Invite me.
Well, you're going to have to prove, I guess, that you are part of the Danny Lakey classy soft drink club. Now, the flavours that are coming out in the posh Coke range are available in smoky, spicy, herbal and woody. They'll all be launched this month.
They sound like perfume.
Great for mixing with spirits as well. Or just by themselves. And of course, hashtag 4.5 years sober. Hashtag every day is a struggle. Hashtag I'm a guy who goes out in a classy night having classy soft drinks. Does the name Chinotto ring any bells for you two?
Isn't that a type of bean?
No, classy Italian drink, Shuey Louie, like an aromatic citrus-flavoured Coca-Cola, only found in the finest of Italian dining restaurants. Love Chinotto.
I should know that.
Yeah, you are Italian, but you're not as classy and posh as I am. That's the thing.
Well, how do I get into the club?
Or what sort of soft drinks are you drinking? When you're not guzzling down Coke or sipping on a Fanta in the back alleys, are you...
Kombucha?
Definitely not.
What? That's classy.
Nah,
that's posh.
Well, it's not a soft drink. That's the one.
Well, it's fizzy.
Yeah, it's
sparkling water.
No. We're not having sparkling water either. This is men and women who like to let their hair down on the weekends.
What about LA Ice Cola?
No,
that's classy.
No, it's not. What do you mean that's classy?
It used to be on the Home and Away ad.
That's more bogan than the real Coca-Cola, for goodness sake. Where are you shopping at? Bilo? Jesus.
Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper's a spin-off. We're getting there. Dr. Pepper is halfway. That'll get you one foot in the club. You know what? You can be the door girl for the classy
club.
I'll take
tickets.
131060. I'm talking like sarsaparilla. I'm talking Limca. Very hot. Yeah, I know.
I don't even know what these are.
There's only a certain standard of people who know what I'm talking about tonight. Very classy lemonade spin-off. More popular drunken in India, Sri Lanka and the Bangladeshi areas. This is the kind of stuff that we talk about. 131060, do you have a classy soft drink for Danny Lakey's classy soft drink club?
It's Lakey's. It's Lakey's. Lakey's classy soft drink club.
Yeah, very exclusive invites.
Oh, I want to come. come.
Look, you can be the door girl. You can maybe get in. Anyone who can get into Danny Lakey's Classy Soft Drink Club, Danny Lakey Goody Sack, of course. A classy
you're
sack.
You're dishing those out.
No. A classy sack for a classy lady or gentleman who can clearly demonstrate their expertise in the classy soft drink game. This isn't some sort of Passiona setup. This isn't a little Kirk's ginger beer at Bunnings on the weekend.
That's classy.
No, it's not. This is a classy soft drink segment for classy people. 131060. What classy soft drink are you drinking to get into Danny Lakey's Classy Soft Drink Club?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's Lakey's. It's Lakey's. Lakey's Classy Soft Drink Club.
Yeah, this is a society that meet every Friday. We're not teetotalers, all of us, but we are classy people who don't need alcohol to have fun. We're drinking at a higher level of soft drink consumption than your standard Coca-Cola guzzler like Shuey Louie. Producer Jack snorting cups of Sprite out of some sort of trough in the inner suburbs. We're a classy bunch.
All right, get off your high horse.
No, we don't go around preaching about it either. This is just a very casual chat. No, I've been drinking a lot of Chinotto recently.
You just put on an Italian accent.
Well, that's what we do at fine dining Italian restaurants. I mentioned that I don't drink. They say, sir, can I get you some Chinotto? I say, yes. Oui, merci. Or whatever it is in Italian.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
Travis in Brisbane, hello.
How you doing, mate?
Yeah, very good, thank you. You want to join the Classy Soft Drink Club?
Well, mate, I'm actually calling to just correct you. So I work for an Italian food truck and catering company. It's actually not pronounced Ginotto. It's Canotto. It's CH in Italian is K sound, right?
I could have told him that.
Wow, it's almost like what you're suggesting, Travis, is that half of this story is kind of made up and I merely had this drink once upon a time in an Italian restaurant and you think this is just some sort of ironic little gag instead of a true story.
Well, what I'm saying is if you're going to act like you're classy, mate, at least have you used right pronunciation.
Thank you, Travis.
Now, Producer Jack, you're the bouncer of this classy soft drink establishment. Can you please kick this guy out? He's bringing a bad rap.
Sounds like I might have to kick you out, too.
No. Canotto, yes.
Hi.
Either or. Kayla in Rosewood, yes. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. We are just a bunch of classy people drinking Canotto from time to time. What classy soft drink would you like to bring to the Classy Soft Drink Club?
I drink lemon, lime and bitters when everyone else is drinking alcohol.
Okay, now, very touch and go here with LLB because Producer Jack is one of the most unclassy people I know and I've even seen him guzzle down an LLB from time to time.
I know I'm only the door girl, but even I can say that lemon, lime and bitters ain't classy.
Well, how are you making all the lemon, lime bitters yourself? Are you squeezing your own lemons? Are you adding your own concocted lime juice or are you just buying it pre-mix?
No, usually just buy it. Like, if I'm the designated driver, I usually just drink it.
Producer Jack, kick her out of the club, I'm afraid.
No ticket for you,
sorry. We can't be having pre-mixed lemon, lime and bitters. Aaron in Toowoomba. Hello. Classy soft drink for a classy soft drink club?
Yeah, g'day. Iron Brew, the Scottish delicacy.
Great. Iron Brew is definitely what I'm after. Now,
sounds gross.
No, correct me if I'm wrong. If we held our classy soft drink club in Scotland, we'd be frowned upon. I think from memory, it's quite a seedy sort of LA ice cola Kirk's variety in Scotland. But when you bring it across to Australia, all of a sudden it's very classy because now it's an imported good.
That's exactly right.
Great.
Yeah. Yes.
And you can tell Producer Jack has no idea what it is because he has spelt it what it looks to me like sort of a method of letters that you draw out if you were about to start a game of Scrabble. He has not bought any vowels.
Excuse me. I asked Aaron how to spell it.
I heard
Don't bring Aaron into this.
Very classy, Aaron. Danny Lakey, goody sack for you, of course. No, you won't abuse the sack because you're a classy man and classy men don't abuse sacks. Lisa in Canberra, hello.
Hi, how going?
Very good, thank you. You've got a classy voice and you've got a classy name. You're from a classy area of Australia. It doesn't surprise me that Shuey Louie has let you into the classy soft drink club. What have you bought?
Portello.
Great. Portello. Anything that's got an Italian sound at the end of it, immediately into the club.
Very classy.
Talking your limoncellos, your San Pellegrinos. What is the Portello?
So Portello is like a rich grape sort of berry soft drink and it's based on a port wine flavour.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
So classy.
Yeah. I'd drink that with a bit of vods.
My club has gone to another level. Now we're chinking with the elites. Wrap this up, Mac, in Melbourne. What's your classy drink?
Hi, it's called Socio. It's an Indian soft drink, which is made of grape juice and apple cider.
Yeah,
Oh, that sounds like a bit of me. Can I come in the club to have a glass?
Look, you can come in.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Mac.
Mac's now the leader.
Yes, Mac, of course. He's now calling the shots with the classiest of all drinks. Danny Lakey, goody sack for him.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.